Well, I've got another prophetic message to share with you today, kind of a teaching out of Isaiah chapter 9 and chapter 10. Now, if you're like me, you're praying a lot about, God, what is going on these days? What goes on in the world? And you know what? The Lord, over the years, revealed lots of things to me that start to come to pass. And I go, wow. And a lot of other things, it's like it says in the Bible, we see through a glass darkly. But then when we see him, when he returns face to face, you know. So anyway, I want to start this by getting into something that happened to me the other day. Karen and I were praying for some folks and people in our family and stuff, and some of the struggles they were going through. And, you know, it just some of the darkness, the spiritual darkness, the difficulties that's going on in our culture right now, blasting through that kind of stuff. All of a sudden, these words come clearly into my mind, completely unpremeditated, out of the blue. You know, this is the way the Holy Spirit will speak to you sometimes. And it was, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And I immediately understood what that meant was, we're battling and dealing with spiritual darkness these days and a cloud of darkness that surrounds people. And I've actually experienced that cloud of darkness. I have seen darkness move in sometimes and even affect me, and I'd rebuke it or repent, or usually I'd repent, and then it moves off. It's coming because it's finding something. But God is saying something. He's saying that the light of the Lord is starting to shine. We've been praying for revival, and God is saying the light of God shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot extinguish it. And the people these days who've been walking in darkness see a great light. Man, praise God. And then later on in the day in prayer, God starts talking to me about it's time for his invasion. His kingdom come. We pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's time for his invasion into the kingdoms of darkness. You know, Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against him, against the enemy. The keys of the kingdom. He was actually up at Mount Hermon when he said that, which was understood by the Jews to be the place where the fallen angels came down to earth to take over the world in Genesis there before the flood and made it with women and tried to set up their kingdom. I mean, it was a place in Israel. If you still go there archaeologically, they have a grotto underneath which was dedicated to the god Pan, an ancient thing. And Jesus goes right up to the gates of hell, basically, to this place with his disciples, and he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. His church, his ecclesia, his people. He's taking us, and the gates of hell can't resist. They were going to be busted down, broken down, smashed down, busted over. There's an invasion. I believe God prophetically is starting now to announce his invasion. So yesterday I found, like, you know, I'm going to go find that verse, and it's Isaiah 9. And he's talking about the time there's going to be no gloom and anguish. It's a time where the children of Israel are getting punished by God through the hand of Assyria, and then God delivers them. Remember, this happened with, which king was it? Hezekiah, I think it was. 185,000 Assyrian army surrounding Jerusalem, and bam, in a single night, God wipes them out with an angel. And it says here, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, I guess you could call that Canada, the West right now, a deep darkness is coming down in the land. On them, light is shining. Oh, yes. You've multiplied the nations. You increase its joy. This is what the light does. They rejoice before you like you do at the harvest. And men rejoice dividing the spoil and the yoke of the burden, the staff on the shoulder, the rod of the oppressor has been broken. the boots of the trampling warrior in their battle garment and rolled in blood, burned like fuel for the fire. It's destroyed. God is invading now. It started. I've been waiting for this for a long time. And I'll get into some more prophetic things in a minute. And then we get into the passage that you know from Christmas time. It says, why? Why is this happening? For us, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder. He's the real king. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor. That means like a supernatural wisdom. That's what that word means in Hebrew. The mighty God. He's the preeminent Lord. Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is Jesus. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there is no end. And upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, he establishes and upholds it with justice and righteousness forever from this time forth. Now, this is astonishing and amazing. Now, you might know that the motto of Canada is He, God. And if you look in Psalm 72 and in Zechariah 9, you'll see it refers definitely to Jesus the Messiah, not to King George when the country was made. He shall have dominion, that means rule, as a king from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. That's Canada. In Zechariah 9, it adds, because of the blood. Same passage, but because of the blood of his covenant. Jesus. Here's something I just found out happened. You talk about all the prophetic links in the message I'm bringing you right now. This is fascinating. Thank you, Anna Price, for the connection. She went out to an event that took place out at Tofino. And what it was a lady and her husband, I think a retired pastor, from Nova Scotia, had felt after Queen Elizabeth died that Jesus needed to be coronated again as King of Canada. Now, what do you mean? He's not coronated by our government? No. He's coronated by the Lord in heaven, and that people need to recognize it, that there is a council of God that takes place in the heavenlies from which things are dominated and ruled. You can find this referenced in the Bible a bunch of places. God gathers his council. But the Canadians needed to set Jesus as king over the nation again. And she actually had this beautiful crown made. A bunch of people came together, a bunch of prophetic people got together, had this beautiful crown made with all kinds of symbols on it for the nation and the regions of the nations and his lordship and all of that. They came together before Charles was crowned as king and recognized in Canada. And they had a ceremony where they said out in Nova Scotia, that ocean, Jesus is King of Canada before the Lord. Canadians coming before the Lord declaring Jesus is King of Canada. Prophetic people. And then they did it out here on the West Coast at Wiccanish Beach a little bit ago. You might say, well, okay, that's just praying, whatever. Is that really significant? Well, listen, don't you know that Samuel the prophet went and secretly anointed with oil David as the king of Israel, even when Saul was ruling. And he, as far as God was concerned, is now ordained and crowned as the king. And that's why he would win all his battles till Saul was removed. He kept, you know, this is real stuff, man. This has happened. And now I believe we're seeing the next thing coming. This sounds weird to you? Watch. Heads are going to roll. The power of God's coming. Now, what's interesting in this Isaiah 9 and 10, you need to go and read it all, is the very next passage, it talks about when God had sent the enemies against Samaria. That was the wicked rulers of Israel. And they brought destruction in to wake them up. They were arrogantly standing up and saying, Ephraim said in their pride and arrogance, the bricks have fallen, their houses, everything destroyed, but we'll rebuild with dressed stones. Sycamore trees have been cut down, but we will plant cedars in their place. And so the Lord raised up adversaries against them and stirred up their enemies, the Syrians on the east, the Philistines in the west. The enemies that come against a nation that's happening in the U.S., it's happening in the West, it's all the stuff that's going on with Ukraine, the enemies sent by God to deal with the wickedness and sin. Now, I got to tell you the secret of this thing. If you follow Jonathan Cahn, you know it already. When 9/11 happened and the Twin Towers fell, they came to a ceremony where government officials, instead of humbling themselves with God and asking God, why is this happening to our nation? They arrogantly did exactly the same thing it says in Isaiah 9 and quoted the exact scripture, arrogantly proclaiming, we will rebuild with dress stones. We will plant sycamores. They planted a sycamore and died. Or pardon me, we will plant cedars. They planted the cedar and it died. The sycamore died. You know, it just goes on and on. The people did not turn to him who smote them. That's the context of Isaiah 9. And that's what's going on now. That's what's going on now with the leadership. But I tell you prophetically, folks, God has said the people who walk in darkness, all the darkness that's been covering the earth right now, the light is turned on. It's starting to shine. We declare it. I say lights turn on in the darkness. The light of God turn on in the darkness here in Campbell River. In Jesus' name. Right now. And man, oh man. Now, it goes on to describe like what we've got happening now. Those who lead this people lead them astray. Those who are led by them get swallowed up. The Lord doesn't rejoice over them. Everyone is godless. Everyone's an evildoer. Every mouth speaks lies. Political correctness, folly, it says. And for all this, his anger is not turned away. Wickedness is burning like a fire, consuming briar and thorns, kindles a thicket in the forest. And though the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burned. They snatch in the right. There many are hungry. They devour in the left. They're not satisfied. Each man devouring his neighbor. And on it goes. That's where we're at right now. That's the political correctness. That's the wickedness in our land. You see, that's the end of chapter 9. So what's happening is the start of chapter 9, that's the darkness, and it's declaring at the start of chapter 9, the light starts shining in that darkness. God's deliverance is coming. It's activated. How's it activated? Chapter 10. Now remember, it's not in chapters when this is originally written. It just carries on. The invasion is starting. What's God doing? Oh my goodness. He is at work in what's going on in the U.S. right now. The crime organization that runs the federal government there is about to be dismantled. It's all coming out. The light is shining in the darkness. I've been praying that for the last number of weeks in the air here. Light shine on the dark things. Disclose the bloodshed in the earth. We have that movie coming out that's disclosing the bloodshed of the children. And here's chapter 10. When the pandemic started, and I started praying for the leadership when it became obvious we were being lied to so many times, the Lord gave me Isaiah 10. He just said, Isaiah 10, what's that? I go look it up. Oh, and it's happened again and again. He said, woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees. This means judges making judgments. Iniquity means twisted, perverted, corrupt judgments. These are leaders. Woe to the legislators, the writers of the laws that keep writing oppressive laws. Woe! They turn aside the needy from justice. Yep. No justice. They rob the poor of my people of their rights. Yep, we saw our rights being taken away. They make the widows their spoil, and they make the fatherless their prey. Isn't the Sound of Freedom movie bringing that out right now? We're finding out in the United States that all this open border stuff, government seems to be entangled in this child trafficking stuff. But here's what it says. This is God dealing with it. This is God bringing the light. This is God bringing his judgment. Here's what he says he's going to do. He says to them, what will you do on the day of punishment and the storm coming from afar? Where will you flee from help? There's no place to leave your wealth, Joe Biden. They're finding his offshore bank accounts now. Sold out his country. Nothing remains for you to do but crouch amongst the prisoners, fall amongst the slain, and for all that God's anger is not turned away. Assyria, you are the rod of my anger, and against the godless nation I send you. This is all the stuff that happened. God is moving and about to act. I've been hearing this coming for years, and it's like God just suddenly said, now it's happening. Now it's happening. Now for those that have been kept in darkness, the prisoners of darkness, think of all the stuff going on, the weird, stupid sexual teachings out there. Darkness over the minds of people, the light is shining. The light is starting to shine. They're seeing great light. They're seeing the light of Christ. They're seeing the light begin to shine through the darkness. Oh, there's hope. There's hope, folks. And then the invasion of God's kingdom, of God, has started. Here we go. We're going to pray. Father, Lord, I say yes. This message is kind of prophetic, just sharing some of the things you're saying into my life. The light is coming in right now. Your invasion of the kingdom to overthrow the corrupt is underway right now. The time of trial and punishment that you've been shaking the nations with, you're going to deal with it. Bring it over. It will serve its purpose. Thank you, God. And I say to you listening to me today, do not fear. Do not be distressed. Our Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne. He has heard the prayers of his people. He is coming in now with might and power. We say, light of God, shine in the dark places. Every place you got a dark place in your life or somebody you know, start praying that. Light of God, shine in the darkness now. Shine. Illuminate their minds. Illuminate their hearts. Clear up the cobwebs. The Bible says that Satan blinds the minds of the unbelievers so they might not see the glorious gospel of God. Well, we have authority to say, see, darkness go. But when they turn to Christ, the veil is removed, the Bible says. Lord, we say yes, bring in your judgment. It's coming in. The wrath of God coming in on the leaders. There's a storm unleashing right now. Don't be alarmed as it comes. God is in it. I don't know what form it's going to take, folks, but get ready. I've been saying this for the last year or two. Get ready. The storm is coming upon us. He says it's here.